respect you. Everyone in here has got their own classification of maybe what rock is. Snow falling right on time, under the church bell's chime, and we're only hours away from the light of Christ. The idea is for me, what I want to do is to be seen to be playing live, but that won't be well into next year. But that's the next step. I mean, I planned all this a long while ago. But before Celebration Day came out, I sort of worked out like an agenda, timetable for myself. And actually, I'm a little bit behind, but that's because some of the releases got delayed a bit. So that's it. From next year, I'm just going to be working guitar. I'm sort of known for playing many styles of guitar. And that's basically what I need to do. I've been playing at home, but I need to revisit everything that I can play, various styles, and then basically I'm going to be working on the music first.
Oh, that's my cue. I say what? Oh, this is Brian. Call me the mean old Levy Gardner, coming to you from the Devil's Hole, a.k.a. Dungeon Towers, the Ramblon Towers Dungeon Studio in scenic Hespler, Ontario. Scenic, rainy, windy Hespler, Ontario. And you are listening to Ramblon Radio, episode 109. Ramblon Radio is the only Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to RambleOnRadio.com for your Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links I might happen to mention during the show. You can subscribe to Ramblon Radio through iTunes. If you're in iTunes, if you go to iTunes, doing whatever you're doing, you're buying the new Alison Krauss Robert Plant Christmas song, pop over to Ramblon Radio and throw a review, just a couple of stars, whatever, 1, 3, 5, and review it. Give a quick review. It doesn't take long, and it helps out with the more activity there is on that way, the more they see it as activity within iTunes. Their bots and whatnot would pick that up. And so it helps with where this winds up getting placed when you search iTunes. You can listen on Spreaker. That's Spreaker.com. And be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. Also check also on Podbean at I Am Brian, damn it. And Podbean now has an app, so you can listen right on your phone directly, however it works. Also, check us out on Ramble On Radio on YouTube. And I have some previous stuff, and in the future I'll do a few more videos, episodes that I video recorded as well. Not video recorded. This is the digital age, and I did not use any kind of tape in the recording of this show. But there is YouTube vids up there, and you can get a peek at what I look like. That's what it boils down to. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. Lots of activity on the Facebook page this week, and I do some stuff on Twitter sometimes. So it's worth keeping an eye on there. And the Facebook page, if you want to join, you just have to request. And that just keeps spam and stuff out. And if you request, I will look at you. And the only thing I'm looking for is that you have an active, actual Facebook profile. Occasionally you get these Facebook profiles where it's like a 16-year-old girl and there's nothing but guy friends and she's had a page for 6 days and doesn't follow any pages, etc. So I just kind of look and make sure you've been around on Facebook a little bit, that you follow a few pages, that it seems real, that's all. So otherwise I don't care what you put on your Facebook page. All right, there's that. and on Twitter, just follow at Ramblon Blog. And I check people out who follow me. I only follow on Twitter for this particular Twitter site. If you happen to have a very Zeppelin-centric or classic rock-centric Twitter feed yourself. And that's because that's what this is about. And it's just, that's what I'm interested in at that point. And I'm going to turn the volume down a little. I seem to be running a little high. I'm going into the red. All right, this the intro. I will explain the intro as we go. That is, however, John Paul Jones at Ice Station Zeppelin, Jimmy Page at the Classic Rock Awards, and Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, their new Christmas song. And I actually have to do some... I have to bring my website up, because everything today is up on rambleonradio.com, and I'm really just going to be reading off it. There's three stories. I wasn't going to do a podcast this week, mostly because it's my son's in playoff football, and there's two different playoff football games. There's Tuesday night, now Friday night there's a game. Tonight's Thursday, and I'm actually out the door to a classical guitar rehearsal with some fellas who I'm working in a trio with in about 45 minutes. So I'm trying to cram. I wasn't going to do it this week. I wasn't going to do it. But these three stories kind of drop, boom, boom, boom. And I'm looking at them going, this is a podcast. So as I sat and wrote the stories today and got them up on the up on rambleonradio.com, it became obvious that I wanted to maybe try and get this in. So I'm going to, probably won't be a long one today. But I want to get all this information out there while it's still fresh and active. And I have something else planned for next week, so I didn't want to leave it hanging there. So, but it's worth mentioning, as I wasn't going to do one this week, and I was going to leave it empty dry in the, I was actually going to pimp last week's, I was going to spend another week pimping last week's Richard Cole interview. Thank you for those who commented on it. I liked Mr. Cole. I now realize I've been reading the Peter Grant biography, and that Cole is a born-again Christian and a teetotaler, according to this Plant biography. And he did say at the end, God bless you. And I made a little bit of a, oh, I was blessed by Richard Cole joke. But truth be told, people who are very religious, now I'm not, but I'm not offended by such things. Some of us atheist types are really easily offended. I'm not one of them. I have some level of respect there for the religion. And I know that somebody who's very religious, when they say God bless you, it's very deeply meant. You will be given very few times that somebody will say something quite as nice to you, actually, if you look at it in context. So, that was very sweet of him to say. And I gather it means he thought the interview went well. I thought it went okay. And I could have been a better interview, but he's the old school, you know, not a great talker, he said himself, you kind of have to pull information out of me, and I'm not Larry King, you know, pulling information out of people's not what I do great. So it went okay, but he, you know, there was a few things in there. I'm very interested in the bit about Robert Plant singing with no feet. I'd love to see, or with bare feet. If anybody ever seen a picture of that, I would love to see it. Point me in the direction, because I have never seen that. But yeah, there was a few things. I thought it was all right, though. It was a pretty good interview. And I will leave it at that. Thanks for your comments on it. But anyway, if I don't do... I was going to say this. If I don't happen to do a podcast on a given week, what I'm going to start doing, because I have bought the server space to upload everything, but I can't figure out a way to upload it and just have it there so you can download it. You know? I've really got to put it back into the feed. Re-upload it into the feed. I have no idea how to do this, so that it makes real good sense, other than periodically put one up. Just post it. But then if you're getting it from iTunes, for instance, you'll get, and if you listen to from day one, you'll start getting ones that are repetitive. So what I'm going to do is, when I have a week off, I'll put one up. I'll start at number one, and I'll just start posting upwards. Maybe I'll go one and then 94 or whatever, you know, try to bring it together. I don't know. But I will do something like that. I will mention specifically that it's a reposting. At least until I figure out how to do it otherwise. I just don't have a good grasp on what I need to do there. So I'll do that. So if you start seeing, oh, number one, what's that? That's just me reposting. You can ignore it, or if you want to listen to it, go back and issue. Some people have requested some of the older ones, you know, so it's a chance to go back to some of the older ones. If you have one that you would like to hear, you heard about it somewhere, from me or elsewhere, please let me know, and I will make a point of posting that. But bottom line is, if you start seeing reposts, that's what's going on. And I apologize if it screws up your feed. It's going to screw up my feed, too. And I don't know exactly what I can do about that. So that's... if I'm off a week, there should still be a podcast goes up. That's the bottom line. For now, until for a very long time, we should be able to put one up every week, even if it's not a new one. So if you're new to this, if this is your first ever one, or last week was your first one, good news. You're going to hear them all eventually. But if you've been here since day one, and not so good news. But man, maybe you want to go back to 5 years ago and say, oh yeah, I have done it. I have gone back and listened to some of them. And it's, for me, it's interesting to do. All right, in history, this week, November 8, 1971, Led Zeppelin 4 was released, the masterpiece album. The album that I talked a bit about Led Zeppelin 3 last week, and commented that it was a transition album. It was a transition to this. What Led Zeppelin 3, they were, they were kind of reaching for something in 3. They reached it in 4, and it is the album that really solidifies Led Zeppelin as a great band. November 11, 1997, the BBC Sessions were released. The CD, the BBC Sessions, released a bunch of old radio shows from 69, 70, 71 that they did. John Peel, there was some other ones. There was some shows. There might have even been a TV show or two in there, including a more or less full concert in 1971 prior to Led Zeppelin 4 being released that was recorded. And I used to listen to the BBC Sessions. The full concert happened. They used to play it on my local radio station, Q107, and we recorded it. Me and a friend recorded it on the cassette, and we had it in the cars, and we would listen away quite a bit to this concert. And I do recall What Is and What Should Ever Be was really impressive on it. BBC Sessions is still one of the good, it's one of the good live discs. It comes across well. It plays well. I think last year I talked about this one, about this time, the Honey Drippers Volume 1 released. Robert Plant's 1984. So it would be, I guess, his third solo album, technically. Not really a solo album, and it was a bit funny. It was more of an EP. It was a 4 or 5 songs. First time Jimmy Page shows up in a Robert Plant album. He played a solo, I think. Did he do the solo in Sea? I think he did the solo in Sea of Love. Jeff Beck also appears on this album. This is Robert Plant having a bit of fun. This isn't a serious Led Zeppelin album or a serious reunion, and it may be why Jimmy Page and him, he felt comfortable at that time bringing Jimmy Page in, or why Jimmy Page felt comfortable coming in, because it was more of a lark. I don't know that it even holds up very well. Bad, I guess. Sea of Love. It's the drippy part of the Honey Dripper, I guess. Good rocking and midnight. It's a bit of fun. And they appeared as the Honey Drippers on Saturday Night Live around this time, too. I guess it must have been 1984, the Christmas thereof, and did a Christmas song. So that was 1984. November 12, 2003, 19 years after the Honey Drippers released, drummer Tony Thompson died of cancer. Thompson was, he played with them at Live Aid. He was a drummer from the band Chic. And yeah, he played with them at Live Aid. I believe Phil Collins also joined them on stage at Live Aid. And then November 13th, which is tomorrow. Today is actually the 12th, so I should point that out. So yeah, we're going back in time, 1984 and 2003. And 1949, on the 13th tomorrow, singer Terry Reid was born, friends with Jimmy Page. We talked about him a bit with Richard Cole. Cole toured with him, took him out on the road, and he was offered the job of singer in Jimmy Page's new band when he was piecing together Led Zeppelin. Declined it because his career was going reasonably well, and suggested another singer he knew by the name of Robert Plant. And that's where Robert Plant comes into the picture, is with Terry Reid. And there's the odd interview through the years. The last couple of years, you see it once in a while. Talking to them, they're talking to Terry Reid, and they want to know, do you regret saying no to Led Zeppelin? And he invariably answers, no. I had a pretty good life. He lives in Florida now. He says, I had a good life. You get to an age in life, I suppose, where it'd be great to be Robert Plant, I suppose. But if you made good chunk of change, you made a comfortable life for yourself, what's to regret at this stage, you know? So I hope he's well. God bless Terry Reid. He gave us our band. He was probably more key than anybody else in creating this band. Although he doesn't quite get that credit. All right. So on to the news of the gentleman. All three had something up this week. All three of the boys. The men, old men, actually. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones all have news for us this week. We'll start with Robert Plant. That one came out first. A new song with Alison Krauss called... it's a Christmas song. And it's called Light of Christmas Day. And it's from a new movie called Love the Coopers. Love the Coopers has stars in it: Olivia Wilde, John Goodman, Diane Keaton, Alan Arkin, Amanda Seyfried, I'm not sure her name, Seyfried, Marissa Tomei, Ed Helms, and others at all. It's a full-on, big-time Christmas movie. Keaton and Diane Keaton and John Goodman appear to be husband and wife. Revolves around the family: Alan Arkin as grandpa, Olivia Wilde as a daughter, Amanda Seyfried, I'm guessing, as a daughter, Ed Helms, I believe Olivia Wilde brings home as the fake boyfriend, the must-have in modern music movie sort of thing. It's due for release, by the way, tomorrow, Friday, the 13th of November. It's getting, by the way, really panned on Rotten Tomatoes. 30% on the reviews. 6.6 out of 10 rating on IMDb. Which is better than 31%. And it's got quite a big soundtrack. Bob Dylan, Sting, a Nina Simone song. Otis Redding version of Merry Christmas Baby, which, by the way, if you're a Springsteen fan... Seriously, go to the Otis Redding version. I like Springsteen, don't get me wrong. But I never quite used to do... Springsteen did Merry Christmas Baby, and I'd be listening to it going, there's something I don't get about this, you know? And then I heard the Otis Redding version and went, I get it. This makes sense now. This is a cool song. And since, by the way, Springsteen did it about 10 years ago on Conan. And did a really cool, kind of got that soul thing going on more. Had the horn section involved and stuff. But yeah, the Otis Redding version of Merry Christmas Baby is the ultimate, and it's fabulous, and it's cool, and it's sleek, and it's on this soundtrack album, as is a new song, which you heard part of. Bad form on my part. I slipped a Jimmy Page quote in there from his interview at the Classic Rock Awards, where he said, everybody's got a different version of what rock and roll is. And we started off with When the Levee Breaks, and then came out of that quote to Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, and it's not quite rock and roll. Look, if you liked Raising Sand, it's a lovely song. It's a nice song. It's in that vein. It's very mellow. And it's a showcase for the two voices to sing together. And I have a hard time saying anything about this because I have in the past kind of said I'm not nuts on when Robert Plant sings like that. And while that is true, this is a song. And it's not so awful that you can't take a song. And I'm a bit sappy when it comes to Christmas songs anyway. I'm quite... my general... my taste level depreciates. They're badly when it comes to Christmas music. I don't know. I get a bit soppy about it. Sappy, I guess. And but anyway, this is a fine. What I've heard, now the video is there of it, but you can't always hear the song because they play clips from the movie over it. And you got a very small clip of the song because clips from the movie was playing over it. So what it's like, the entire effect, I couldn't answer. But you heard the little clip of it there, and it's what Robert Plant and Alison Krauss do together. Apparently, Robert says he did a whistle stop at Nashville. They did. It was quick and fun. He didn't even know it was going to be a Christmas song. I suppose she called him and said, I got a song. Let's go do it. And he said, okay, let's do it. I'll be in Nashville. And he doesn't say when. Who knows when they recorded it. But it sounds like recently, not 10 years ago. It's not been sitting on the shelf for 10 years. So, and the harmonies are pretty. And it's... You know, look, it's what it is. It's what they do together, and accept that. Accept it. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It makes a nice Christmas song. Looks like a movie, by the way. It looks like it's okay, but so at some point I'll probably see it because again, much like my music, I like my movies cheesy and Christmas as well. So that is what it is. All right, moving on to Mr. Page, the guitar player in the band, Jimmy Page, was at the Classic Rock Awards last night, being the 11th, I believe it was last night. Jimmy was picking up an award for the remasters, the Zeppelin remasters. They got the award for reissue of the year, and the entire catalog was the reissue of the year. It wasn't one of the albums, which I thought was a bit funny. You pick one of the albums and that's the one, but reissue of the year was Led Zeppelin, and they're really talking about the entire catalog reissue. So I guess he could have won this award for the last 3 years, because it's taken about 3 years to get them out. Two anyway, right? But yeah, there you have it. So Jimmy, and coming into it, and if you go over to Ramble On Radio, I have the interview posted. Kind of a red carpet, but he spent about 8 minutes on the red carpet doing an interview. Talked about, you heard a little bit of it, talked about what's coming next for him, and he talked about coming out of, going into doing Celebration Day. He had a timeline, Celebration Day, remasters, new music. And that he's a little behind on his timeline, but he's playing. He's putting music together. He's not sure what form that music will take yet. He does not have musicians together. He plans on recording the music. He thinks it might be instrumental because, quote, that's basically what I'm known for. And then once he's recorded it, then he'll think about, I got to get together a singer and tour. I got to do this and that. He used the phrase to be seen to be playing again. He's talked for many years about recording something. He's promised at the end of every year, the last five, since I've been doing this podcast, I think, that something was coming next year. But this is the he seems to be actually digging into it. He said he's playing at home. Here's my concern. He looks a little older. He is older. And you have to start wondering. I mean, he's over 70 now. You have to start wondering, for a guy who hasn't been playing a lot of guitar lately, it's one thing if you've been playing. If you're Jeff Beck and have been out there every night for the last 10 years, no biggie. But if you're kind of trying to get your chops back up, that's hard to do. I think I've talked about this before, but You know, I a couple of years ago, I started training to maybe do a marathon, and I did a half marathon a few weeks back, a month ago maybe. And don't send congratulations or anything. That was not the plan. But I also knew it took me a long time to get up to some kind of get up ahead of steam. Like my first year of kind of running, I was putting together, well, getting into the, maybe I could do a kilometer range, which for you Americans is about, kilometer is 0.8 of a mile. 1 mile is 1.6 kilometers. Let's put it that way. So yeah, about 0.7 of a mile. And I wasn't quite getting that. And it took until the next spring to get over that. Once I got over the kilometer hump, I got to the 3 kilometers pretty quick. And by that summer, was doing 5 to 6 kilometers. But I kind of tapped out at that for, and then last fall, that was last year, and last fall I got into about 10 kilometers. But it took, 6 months to get up to 10 kilometers. And then training for the half marathon, it was a long, hard slog to get more kilometers. The point is, I'm 52, and, if I was 25 doing that, it wouldn't have taken that kind of trouble. It would have been something I would have been doing. It took me 3 years to do what it would have taken me a summer to do. And what the experts tell you, you can do in generally 16 weeks, which is go from virtually not running to running a half marathon. Took me 3 years to get there. It would take, they do say, they kind of point out in when you're reading articles on running, like 80-year-olds run marathons. It's not undoable. However, 80-year-olds don't start to train. 80-year-olds who've never run before don't run marathons. 70-year-olds who've never gone for a run. My dad's 79. He's not going to run a marathon. He's never run before in his life. He's not going to start now. And if he did, he wouldn't get there. Your body just takes way. It's too much effort to get yourself up to that. My concern is the same applies to playing guitar, that he's so far behind the curve that to expect him to get to Jimmy Page level in 6 months might be unreasonable. That's a concern I have. Once he starts going on this, he may find, Jesus, I can't do this anymore. And maybe if he had gave himself 8 years of hard practice, he would get there. And don't get me wrong, I mean, he could be at perfectly acceptable to you or me standard, and probably is now, probably never fell below that. But to be at the standard, to be at Jimmy Page level playing, to be that guy, that's a concern in my mind, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. And if he never, if he never gets there and never gets his album, then that's fine too. I'm going to say he's 71 years old, do what you want to do, make it happen or don't make it happen. But he is saying it'll be this summer, then a tour, then, piecing the band together, and he's got some ideas on the music and stuff. And I wrote a number of years ago that he had the instrumental side to this album was done. He had announced that. He had said that in an interview. So who knows where it's really at. But he's talking about next year, next summer. So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully. And finally, Mr. Jones, John Paul, literally went to... If you've been listening to this podcast for a number of years, over the winter, when it gets cold up here in Canada, I start referring to where I am as Ice Station Zeppelin. Started a couple of years ago when it was deep cold, like minus 35 degrees. Deep, deep cold for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I happened to be reading Ice Station Zebra at the time, so it kind of sputtered out of me that one time I was doing this, and I've stuck with it, and so it's Ice Station Zeppelin when it starts to get cold up here. Well, John Paul Jones went to Ice Station Zeppelin. He went to Ice Station and made it Ice Station Zeppelin. Specifically, he went to Vadsø, Norway, on the Barents Sea. It's way up there near the North Pole. Fairly close to the Arctic Circle, where they do the Vadsø Rock Festival. And it was yesterday, November 11th, today the 12th. Not a lot of word on what they played, what's and so forth. excuse me. He was up there with Peter Buck and Mike Mills of REM, who he produced one of their albums way back in the 90s, I'm going to say. I will have to Google that one. But yeah, he definitely produced one of their albums. So he's known these guys and a number of other musicians, not just the, so it's about 10 of them. They seem to be doing various shows, and I don't know what, John Paul Jones seems to not be doing a solo show so much as joining in with other musicians and whatnot. A good time looks to be had by all, I would say right off the top. And if you go to RambleOnRadio.com, I do have a video of When the Levee Breaks. It's lousy quality sound, you can't hear the singing. And whoever was doing it was focused much more on the other members of the band, and occasionally kind of came across to John Paul Jones playing a steel slide guitar. I don't know if it was a pedal steel or just a lap steel, but it's a horizontal. Instead of sitting vertically, that sits horizontal, and it actually sits on a stand, and he plays the slide, and so he's, and there's been a number of pictures and whatnot online. Of him doing stuff at the North Pole, looking for reindeers, and he posting on social media, I think it was, that he was looking for reindeers, hoping to see the Northern Lights, etc., etc. Anyway, he's out there, he's playing. And he looked like he was smiling, and looked like he was enjoying himself, having a good time. Sounds like a kind of a fun festival. Not that I would have flown there to just see John Paul Jones. Probably outrageously expensive to fly to Vadsø. Vadsø, Norway. Yeah, I can't imagine that's a cheap flight from Canada. But, so there you go. John Paul Jones is out there being active. He's had a few things he's done recently, and it looks like the opera is done its writing, and hopefully we'll see more John Paul Jones. So that's it. I have a guitar rehearsal to go to, folks. So I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for coming all these episodes, and thank you for your feedback all this time. I'll be back next week. I want to talk Peter Grant next week. I know I did last week with Richard Cole, but I kind of wanted to go into a little more detail on him. And so that'll be next week. And so that's it for Ramble on Radio, episode 109. You are... let me get this right. That's it for Ramble on Radio, episode 109. Check RambleOnRadio.com for notes on this week's podcast, for Led Zeppelin news and reviews, and for any links mentioned in today's podcast. Follow Ramble on Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and at Ramble on Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. If you're in iTunes, picking up the name that song. Come on, it's a quiz time. Name the song. Picking up Light of Christmas Day. You're in iTunes, picking up Light of Christmas Day. Pop over, leave a review. You can listen on Podbean at I Am Brian Dammit. You can listen on Spreaker. Spreaker.com, and follow Ramble on Radio on Spreaker. Also, check it out at Ramble on Radio on YouTube. Thanks for listening to Ramble on Radio, episode 109. Keep it coolin', babies.
I'm sure there'll be internet forums telling me what I'm doing.
Switch off the internet.